I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. Most people are aware that there are fewer farmers today than 30 years ago. But what about the celebrated icon of the farmer's daughter? One man who grew up on a multi-generation farm in Iowa and watched what the years have done to his way of life has chronicled these changes in a book titled The Midwest Farmer's Daughter. And while author Zachary Michael Jack was accurate in his observation that there are fewer farmers' daughters, he found that the number of female farmers is increasing. Harvest Public Media's Bill Wheelhouse spoke with Jack.
Zachary, in doing the research, what was your most significant finding?
There are more and more women, thank goodness, are getting into farming. 30% of the new farmers and new farms were women-owned, which was a surprise to me, a pleasant surprise. And yet, on the flip side of that, the vast majority of those new farms were very, very small acreages, you know, under 10 acres, and many of them very small grossing.
When you put that 30% in context, it doesn't sound so much like a resurgency.
It's both encouraging that more women are getting into food production and food raising, but at the same time, I think sometimes the media mischaracterizes the extent to which young women are getting into farming versus the number who are, you know, opting to leave the farm for urban or suburban careers.
Are we seeing an increase where women are inheriting the farm or taking over farm operations?
You bet. Women really do have the privilege and the prerogative to really determine, in many cases, what the future of agriculture looks like. And for so many generations of women born on the farm who really yearn for more of a stake in a male-run enterprise, many of whom wanted more of a stake, but they just never had the opportunity, or they felt hemmed in by local institutions and cultures and maybe some of the mores of their own family. Here's a real moment to seize and be great stewards of the land.
You would say then that women have the potential to change a little bit of the direction of agriculture. What do you see changing?
One of the choices that many women landowners will have is, do they want to sell? Do they want to rent the land? If so, to whom do they want to rent the land? What will their lease requirements be? What will their standards be? Will they decide to rent to an out-of-state syndicate? Will they decide to rent to someone local? At the same time, you know, one of the potential dangers would be if women farm owners en masse decide to sell to folks who don't share their values or just the highest bidder. You know, younger farmers may be priced out, or local folks who really maybe have the greatest claim to the land because they understand the local communities and they farm that ground, they may be priced out. So there's a lot of dangers there, too.
Zachary Michael Jack is the author of The Midwest Farmer's Daughter, In Search of an American Icon. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.